Like he said, Watergate was the battle between TV and the newspaper for the advertising dollar. He was always trying to show a hidden level of hypnosis. So that's his anti-environment thing. So is it the aesthete? Now, you know, Wyndham Lewis and McLuhan, they didn't like the aesthetes who did art for art's sake, for enjoyment. So McLuhan became an aesthete for his chemical body because it was obsolete, but he remained a Wyndham Lewis anti-environmentalist on the larger new hypnotism level.
Yeah, fair enough. So that would mean, going back to your the circus of hypnosis, that people are experiencing and dancing in that, and they're getting some sort of catharsis from the drama of the everyday lives where they're being programmed and hypnotized by massive media environments.
Yeah, and that's what he said sport was. Sport was taking the tensions of the society, the hidden ground, and dramatizing it. So athletes are part of the modern. All these celebrities are modern hypnotizings. Call it a process, hypnotizings. Can't tell who the hypnotist is because the population is hypnotized by the medium of, say, television and modern TV. They require content. So all these people, celebrities, have to be the content. And so they become the willing hypnosis. But there's a larger hypnosis that the audience is taking over. The audience is hypnotizing Hollywood to think they got to keep making movies for them.
Yeah.
Remember how McLuhan said the audience gets in the act as we get more and more into the end of the 20th century. So he used to play with that all the time. He used to say in welfare bureaucracies, the welfare recipient was the employer. Okay? He employed all the bureaucrats. And so you could take this hypnosis thing and flip the figure ground. The audience is the biggest hypnotist today. And you will be dehypnotized for only 15 minutes.